Years ago in Honduras, Lenita contracted malaria and she became deathly sick. And Lenita was in a battle for her life. I realized how serious the situation was, and it's like a dark cloud was over my life, despair. And I remember feeling so crushed by that despair, but one day these words came to me: there will be a better day. And it was like a ray of hope had pierced through those clouds, that there will be a better day. And I thank God that there was. I thank God that even though she didn't go to the care of a doctor, she didn't seek out that type of thing, through prayer, God spared her life and lifted her up. That's been, I don't know, 20 years ago maybe? It's been a long time. But anyway, thank God for His mercy, for His hope. The scripture says, weeping may endure for a night, but what comes in the morning? Joy comes in the morning. Sometimes the night may seem long. You may wonder, when is the morning ever going to come? You ever feel that way when you're sick? When difficulties come in life, you ever feel like this night is never going to end? Well, I want to assure you, it will. Joy comes in the morning. Sometimes you feel so hopeless. I don't know how I can get out of this situation. I don't know how I can face another day. But I want to assure you this morning that comfort and joy will come.
Yes.
John chapter 16 and verse 20. John chapter 16 and verse 20. Verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Why was Jesus telling the disciples this? Because Jesus was getting ready to be crucified, and they were going to weep. Oh, their lives were going to be turned upside down. They were going to feel that despair that I described. They were going to be witnesses of the one that they loved, the one on whose bosom they laid, the one that healed their sick, that was that gentle shepherd we heard about this morning. They were going to witness Him suffer and die. He was going to be taken away from them. That's why Jesus said, "Ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy."
Thank you, God.
Well, life has plenty of sorrows, doesn't it? We've all experienced that. We lose our loved ones. We experience financial losses. There are dreams that we have in life, things that we would like to do so badly, and it doesn't work out. And we realize, I will never accomplish that goal or that dream. Life has its sorrows. Verse 21, a woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for the joy that a man is brought into the world, is born into the world. When a woman is in travail, she hath sorrow. Job said, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. A woman is in sorrow because her hour is come. Well, our hour is come, isn't it? We are in this life that will give us some sorrows, some difficult times. But as soon as she is delivered, she remembers no more the anguish. Why? For the joy that a man is born into the world. Now think about this. The anguish is short, but the man that is born into the world is here for a lifetime.
Yes.
Sometimes when we're in the anguish, it seems like it will never end. The depths of sorrow, of despair, it seems like we'll never get out of that valley. But I want you to notice that the joy
outlast the sorrow. Back to John 16 and 22. Ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, because your joy no man taketh from you. So even though we can experience sorrows in this life, if we live for the Lord, there is a joy coming that no man can take.
Yes.
A joy that is permanent. A joy that is going to be worth any kind of anguish that we had to go through in this life. Any kind of losses. Jesus pronounced a blessing on those that mourn.
Yes.
For what? For they shall be comforted.
Yes.
There's something better coming. I want to tell you this morning that a brighter day will come.
Yes.
Hebrews 12 and verse 2. Hebrews 12 and 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider the suffering of Christ. Jesus was rejected by men. Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53 and verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Do you think the Lord knows what you're going through?
Yes.
Do you think he has experienced similar trials, temptations that you and I experience in this life? The Lord knows all about it.
Yes.
He knows exactly how you feel. He knows the hopelessness that you feel. He was the one that was acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Has there been a time in your life that the very one that cares the most for you, that you ignored him, that you did not accept him? Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
Yes.
He was willing to go through the night because he knew joy was coming in the morning. Think about the sufferings of Christ, the unfair trial that he was given. False witnesses came and testified lies against him. Have you ever been lied about? Hurts, doesn't it? They did that to Jesus. The whipping. You know, he could have stopped that whip midair. He could have turned it back on his whipper, whoever was doing the whipping. He could have turned the situation completely around. But he endured that for you and for me. The crown of thorns that went on Jesus' head. Do you think those soldiers took that crown and said, "Easy there, easy, put it on gently. That's going to hurt." Or do you think they roughed it around a little bit? Here, let me reposition that for you. You ever had a thorn on your head? Very, very painful. That's what Jesus suffered for you and for me. It was a night that he went through. It was darkness. It was a trial. It was something that he had to hold on. But he knew something better was coming. He saw joy before him. The Roman soldiers were known for cruelty. They probably enjoyed making Jesus suffer. There's something very evil about that.
Yes.
There's something very evil about wanting to watch other people suffer. Wanting to watch violence. That is so evil. A craving for it. But yet Christ went through that for you and for me. You think of the cross, an instrument of torture. Death by torture. That was something very difficult for Jesus. Father, if it is your will, let this cup pass from me.
Yes.
But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
Yes.
Because there is joy set before me, and I am willing to drink this cup. I am willing to go through some sufferings. I'm willing to be rejected by the world, to be hurt in the flesh. I'm willing, because there's joy before me. The mockery while he was on the cross. It's bad enough to be going through torture. At least give me some sympathy. Say, oh Jesus, hold on. You are the Lord. You're the King of glory. No, they walked by, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Behold the King of the Jews, mocking him, kneeling before him when he had those thorns on his head, and mocking him. When he was blindfolded, slapping him and say, prophesy to us, thou Christ, who it is that smote thee. Jesus went through the night, but he knew that joy was coming in the morning. He could have focused on that suffering and said, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to let my enemies take advantage of me in that way. Oh no. But instead, he focused on something way beyond all of that suffering and that he had to go through. And that's what we need to do in our own lives as well.
Yes. Amen.
There are times the suffering will be so intense. Emotionally, maybe physically, maybe our bodies are hurting. Let us focus on the joy that is coming. Matthew 26 and 39, he went a little further and fell upon his face and prayed, saying, O Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Back to John chapter 6 and verse 32. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. You know how it feels when you're going through the night and you're alone? But notice what Jesus said, yet I am not alone.
Yes.
Because my Father is with me. What comfort. When we are facing the night of our lives, the most difficult times, the loss of a loved one, a loss of a job, rejection by other people, to recognize, yet I'm not alone. My Father is with me. Verse 33, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In the world, you will have tribulation. Tribulation is severe affliction.
Yes.
Distresses of life. Vexations. In the scripture, it often means the troubles and distresses which come from persecution. Distresses of life are common to all people. Do you believe that? It's to the saints. We go through distresses, but you know what? So do the sinners.
Yes.
There's a difference. If we are with Christ, the Father is with us. Yet I'm not alone. Oh, what a comfort that must have been to Jesus to recognize my Father is with me. And it ought to be a comfort to us as well. For the saints, joy is coming in the morning. Hold on, saints. But for those that are living in sin, there is no joy coming in the morning, because there will not be a morning. A sinner moves from the night of this life and the tribulation of this life into outer darkness. Too many people are deceived, saying, I'm not saying goodbye. I'm saying, I will see you later. I'll be over there in heaven with you. If there's sin in your life, there is no joy coming in the morning. We have to get rid of that sin through the blood of Jesus, through repentance, and follow the Lord and obey the Lord, and then we have that hope for joy that comes in the morning.
Yes.
Weeping endures for a night, and for the unsaved, that night goes on and on and on for all eternity. But for the saved, the night is coming to an end very quickly. There are some scriptures that give Christians hope. Proverbs 13 and 12 says, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, is a tree of life." There is something about the reward that so far exceeds the difficulty that we have to go through, that it makes it worth it. It makes our hearts sick when we wait and we wait and it seems like our prayer is not answered, the cloud is not lifted. But I tell you, when that desire comes, oh, it is a tree of life. Yes. It is something that sustains us and helps us. 2 Corinthians 4 and 14. "Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. He that raised Jesus from the tomb will raise you and raise me as well in that great day, if we're living for the Lord. If our hearts are clean and free from sin." That is a wonderful hope. Saints, be encouraged. There is joy coming in the morning. Oh, what joy that will be. I really wonder what it's like.
Yes.
Our loved ones that have gone on before, will you please just tell us? Just give us a little glimpse of what it's like.
Yes.
To make it through this life successfully and to experience that joy. I think we get a little taste of it from time to time, don't we? Sometimes the song says something about when the saints are singing and rejoicing in the Lord. It happens to me too. I can't remember the words. But I know in my heart what it means. We get a little taste down here. But oh, when that morning comes, the joy. Unmixed by any sorrow. No more distresses of life. No more disappointments. No more pain. It's going to be worth it. For the joy that a man is born into the world, she forgets everything that she had to go through to get to that point. Oh, it's going to be worth it, saints. Verse 16, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish," even though we're getting older and we don't feel as good anymore, experience some pains we didn't used to have, "yet the inward man is renewed day by day."
Yes.
"For our light affliction." Our what kind of affliction? This was Paul writing this. "Paul, what kind of affliction did you go through?" "I went through light affliction." Your stonings, your beatings, your shipwreck. All of these things that you went through. What kind of afflictions? You were rejected by the synagogue. You had this high position and you lost it. You were rejected by men. Your what kind of afflictions, Paul? Light. "I see the joy that is set before me. For our light affliction, which is but for how long? It seems like the night will never end. Oh Lord, when can I ever get to the end of this thing?" And a ray of hope shines through. "It's but for a moment," Paul says. Paul is finished with his light afflictions. And soon you and I, if we live for the Lord, will be finished with our light afflictions. "Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." You notice the reward is longer than what we have to go through to get to it. I'd like to give you some examples of those that made it through some tribulation. Consider Joseph. He went from favorite son to slave. Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37 and verse 3. "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all of his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. So they plotted to kill him. They put him in a pit. They sold him into slavery. chapter 39 and verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph. See, Jesus said, I'm alone, yet I'm not alone because the Father is with me. The Lord was with Joseph. And what happened as a result of that? He was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And he was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife and cast into prison. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 41 and verse 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God has shewed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house. And according unto thy word, shall all my people be ruled, only in the throne will I be greater than thou. From slave to second in Egypt.
Yes.
Joy comes in the morning. Who? Because why? God was with him.
Yes.
Well, his brothers came to him, the same ones that sold him into slavery, that hated him. They came to him looking for food during the famine. And he spoke roughly with them through an interpreter so they wouldn't know who he was. And he heard their anguish. Let's go to chapter 42 and verse 21. And they said one to another, we are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. And Reuben answered them, saying, spake not I unto you, saying, do not sin against the child, and you would not hear? Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. And they knew not that Joseph understood them. For he spake unto them by an interpreter. Joseph had a tender heart. And their anguish was simply too much for him. He heard their repentance. Chapter 45 and verse 10. Well, let's start at verse 1. Excuse me. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren, and he wept aloud. And the Egyptians and the Pharaoh heard. That was probably some loud weeping. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. And there came the point that Joseph fell on their necks and hugged them and wept. Oh, the joy when those brethren realized our sin is forgiven. There is reconciliation. This thing that has been troubling me, that I had a hard time going to sleep night after night because of realizing what I did to my own brother. And now I'm forgiven. See, when we follow the path of God and obey His commands, joy will come. You think of Daniel in the lion's den. What a dark night. In there to be torn to pieces. And that day, that early in the morning when the king came back, Daniel, is the God that you serve able to deliver you? O king, live forever. Oh, the joy it brought to that king. And that it brought to Daniel. That the Lord delivered him out of that situation. The children of the Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. What a scary time. All the pressure. You either bow down or you're going into this furnace. And to have the Lord come out, come be in there with them, and for them to come out alive, and then for the king's heart to turn and say, anyone that doesn't worship this true God will be destroyed. Joy comes in the morning for those that are faithful. You think of the Jews that were going to be destroyed due to the Mordecai's plan. Haman's plan, sorry. Due to Haman's plan. And how dark that must have been. How they were stressing out, thinking about my family, my baby, my parents, everyone. We're all going to be killed. And then when the Lord turned the heart of that king and set the enemy aside, oh, the joy that will come when God intervenes on our behalf. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1. Revelation 20 and 21 and 1. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. You ever get tired of crying? There have been times that I have wanted to cry. And you men probably know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you may feel like crying and it just seems like it can't come out. So what comes out instead is a groan. You ever get tired of facing those things in life? Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death. You ever get tired of hearing the news? Did you hear about so-and-so? They passed away. The shock, the sorrow. Oh, if I could have just spoken to him one more time. If I would have just told him one more time, I love you. It hurts, doesn't it? But there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Do you think there is anyone that has gone to heaven and has looked back and said, it just wasn't worth it? All the tribulation I had to go through to get here, the suffering, people rejected me, they lied about me, they killed me, it just wasn't worth it. Do you think anyone would say that? No, everyone there, from the instant they arrived, oh, it was worth it all. I would gladly do it again if that's what it takes to get back into this place. The song says, sheaves after sowing, sun after rain, sight after mystery, peace after pain, joy after sorrow, calm after blast, rest after weariness, sweet rest at last. Now comes the weeping, then the glad reward. Now comes the labor hard, yes, then the reward. Now is our hour. Now is the time that we have labor hard. Now is the time that we are experiencing sorrows in life. Yes. But I want to encourage you, live for the Lord.
Yes.
Follow His commandments faithfully. Love people. Love your enemies. Make your wrongs right,
yes,
while you have opportunity.
Yes.
Our time is running out. You see, this hour of travail will soon be over. And it's going to be worth it, whatever we have to do, to say, Lord, is there anything else that I need to do to be ready to meet you?
Yes.
It's going to be worth doing. Anybody that the Lord brings to our mind says, you remember what you said to that person or did to that person? Go back and ask forgiveness. It's going to be worth it, isn't it? Whatever it takes for joy to come in our morning, God help us to be willing to do that. And may the Lord comfort you greatly. Amen.